Tim Campbell, NHL.com. Paul over here. What was off with your team in the first half of this game, and what got them going in the right direction?
They're mostly our puck movement, but that's generally with the feet movement. So it's all the same things that when we're good, a little quicker with everything that we did, and they were fast early. But the turnovers, right, are the story for them getting their three. And then our feet moved a little bit. I'm sure that they'll think they sat on it a bit. Scoring early in the second certainly tightened them up a little bit, and we got lots of opportunities and traffic to the net at that point.
Mark Spector, Sportsnet. Scheifele doesn't get a puck deep in the first goal. The goalie gets picked off in the second goal. Connor doesn't get a puck deep in the third goal. Is it a case now where we're three rounds in and those mistakes, you just can't have three of them in the same game?
Yeah, I think that's fair. Those wouldn't be the only ones, right? So there's others that are played, and each one of those guys has been game winners for us and played great. So it's on the body of their work, it's not part of their game. It's not something that you see a whole heck of a lot of. Again, they had good sticks, knocked some stuff down.
Chris Johnson, Sportsnet. Paul, did you expect the tying goal to come there in the third with just how much pressure your guys had?
Well, we had some looks. There's no doubt about that. He made some really, really good saves. And we had lots of time on the clock, scored that early, and there's a bunch of places we'd like to see one go for us. A real, real good chance there in the second as well to keep it, to get ourselves in a good spot. But, hey, that's the whole team gets paid, right? The goalie, too, and he made some good saves.
Frank Saravalli, TSN. Paul, this is the first time that your team trails in a series now. Yeah. What's your message to them to try and process this?
Well, that's an important challenge. I mean, you're going to have to be able to handle that. It would be rare that you lead the series straight through. So we want to make sure that we deal with our loss, don't carry it too heavily, and then come out with our finest game of the postseason and be ready for that.
Paul Friesen, Winnipeg Sun. Paul, has your team met its equal in speed?
Well, they're a quick team for sure, so possibly. You know, they move the puck well, they move their feet well, and then when we're fast, we look faster too, right? So it's an ebb and flow in the game.
Paul, can you expand at all on what kept Ehlers out of this game, and when did you know that decision and all those sorts of things?
This morning, and no.
Adam Hill, Las Vegas Review Journal. First game, they cut it to 2-1, or you guys cut it to 2-1, and they scored right away. Tonight, you guys tied it up 1-1. Right. They scored right away. Can you talk about the response goals that they put on you guys?
Yeah, we would like to have a little better ownership of the puck on those. I felt prior to it getting to 1-1, we were starting to really move the way we wanted to, and that was a big one. So we clearly need to not have the game get back to that, because the bench felt right. We were starting to move right, so it was an important momentum. Is a perfect example. It's up for grabs every single time the puck drops, and we had it, and they certainly seized it.
You've been riding Mark Scheifele's stick for a long time now. Do you need more?
Out of Mark?
No, others.
yeah, we're going to have a stern conversation tomorrow of his lack of production. In a game when you lose by a goal, basically, you're looking for more.
You mentioned start moving the way that you wanted to. What clicked? What did you see was the difference?
A little simpler mindset in terms of what we were doing with it. So when one's moving, and we all started to move a little bit, all of a sudden the seams are there and you can find them a little bit easier.